So let's turn up the heat till we're fried. Some like it hot, some like it hard. Some like it hot, some like it hard. Some like it hot, some like it hard. Some like it hot. Some like it hot.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Shiri Preston, an off-duty Border Patrol agent recovering after being shot during a botched robbery attempt in New York City over the weekend. Police don't think he was intentionally targeted, but they do say the suspect was in the U.S. illegally and had a long criminal record. A deadly day in Gaza as Israeli troops open fire near a crowd of Palestinians trying to get food. ABC's Patrick Reval.
Nearly 70 killed and more than 150 wounded, according to the Hamas-run health ministry. The bloodshed happening as thousands were desperate seeking flour in northern Gaza. This man says, we raised our hands like this, signaling we were peaceful. Then they started firing at us. The IDF, questioning the casualty figures, saying they fired to remove a, quote, immediate threat.
More cries for more information in the Jeffrey Epstein case, as those clamoring for it say releasing grand jury transcripts could take a long time and would ultimately require the approval of a judge. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. The man accused of killing a Dodgeville woman has been officially charged. 23-year-old Gavin Thompson faces counts including first-degree intentional homicide and the death of 67-year-old Dorinda Sedgebrecht. Thompson was arrested after he crashed Sedgebrecht's car in Nebraska last week. The woman's body was found in the car's back seat. Total economic impact of the NFL draft in Green Bay shattered projected numbers. The NFL predicted a $20 million economic impact in Brown County, but that number was actually $72.9 million. The statewide economic impact was anticipated to be $94 million, but that amounted to $104.7 million. And be careful before you buy tickets to see your favorite artists this summer. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau says scammers have been making up entirely false events and selling cheap tickets for them. The BBB says it's always important to research an online purchase before making it.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid-60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny, warm, and muggy with highs back into the mid to upper 80s. You can get faster internet and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Your hometown station.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant, 6:04 on Monday morning. Good morning, everyone. Our morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power a day with Powerline Coffee. They're located at 108 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo, and they'll be open at 7 for all your caffeine needs. Here is Train on Max FM.
Sweet. radio's not dead. But a lot of other stations sure smell that way. We're your fresh choice. 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you. 6:13 on Monday morning. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. Let's take a look at our weather forecast today. You will smell some smoke in the area, and we'll see it from the Canadian wildfires. It will be sunny with a high of 81. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 64. On Tuesday, we have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, partly sunny, a high of 86. Wednesday, sunny, hot, and humid with a high of 93 degrees. On Thursday, showers and thunderstorms are possible in the afternoon, mostly sunny and hot with a high of 90. Currently 57 degrees with a little bit of haze and smoke in the air, and you can smell it when you're out and about. That is, again, from the Canadian wildfires. And we're looking at some hot temps by Wednesday, so please be prepared for that. You definitely want to have a plan for that. We'll probably maybe see a heat advisory for that, depending on where the heat indices fall. So yeah, Wednesday, Thursday going to be hot. And we're looking at highs almost near 90 for into the weekend as well. So yeah, it's warming up. We had a beautiful weekend this past weekend, and now it's going to be warm this weekend. In the college summer baseball game in Silver Spring, Maryland had to be canceled because a firefighter allegedly sprayed a fire hose all over the field because he was upset a ball hit his car. The ball field is located next to the fire station. Here are members of the Thunderbolts team and the apology from Pete Pringer of Fire and Rescue. Sounds like a few people needed to cool down in this story.
Took about 10 minutes to get the hose off, and by then the field was basically already underwater.
Just seeing your dreams get crushed with all that water was kind of unreal.
Pretty disappointing. We're already not going to be able to play the full amount of games that we wanted to this summer. Last night stunk.
We just want to apologize not only to the teams that were involved, but to the league, the players, and more importantly, the fans that were here. The fact that the game had to be canceled, so we apologize for that.
So yeah, firefighter was a little upset because a ball hit his car, and he's parked near a baseball field, remember? And then he unloaded a hose onto that baseball field that ran for about 10 minutes, flooded the field. And they already had some games that have been canceled because of that. So yeah, you know, cooler heads hopefully will prevail next time. And don't get me wrong, I understand why the guy was upset. I mean, but you do know that you're parked near a baseball field, and you got to think about where you park your car. I mean, I've been at softball games years ago where more than one windshield was hit, and doesn't matter who's up to bat, that chance can happen. So yeah, I always want to park away from those areas is what seems like is the best bet to do. Coming up this morning, Emily will join me at 7:10, and yes, we're still talking about Coldplay. And now they're going to do some warnings with their shows. So they were in Madison over the weekend. Overall, incident-free, a few arrests, of course. But so we'll talk about that at 7:10. At 7:40, we are celebrating local birthdays and celebrity birthdays. If you know anyone celebrating a local birthday or anniversary, text those in now, 608-355-9970. At 8:10, you're going to meet our Pets of the Week. And oh my goodness, these two are a couple of cuties. So we'll be talking about those at 8:10 this morning. And of course, we will be celebrating calendar days today as well. So looking forward to that at 8:40. All sorts of fun and shenanigans are going to ensue when Emily joins me at 7:10 this morning. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power Day with Powerline Coffee. Coming up, a look at sports and music by Aretha Franklin on Max FM.
The Brewers head to Seattle.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers opening a three-game series against the Mariners at T-Mobile Park. The Brewers with a 6-5 win yesterday on the road against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Manager Pat Murphy pleased with catcher Eric Haas and shortstop Joey Ortiz.
It felt good that we kept grinding at bats out. They know how they have to play. And, you know, Eric Haas, you know he doesn't get to play very much, getting a big RBI. Oh, two outs, you know, Ortiz, what can you say about the way the guy play defense.
The Brewers have now won 10 in a row. NFL Packers reporting to Green Bay for the start of Wednesday's first day of practice. Linebacker Quay Walker, physically unable to perform. He's been dealing with that ankle injury at the end of last season.
Hard to say. I think I just do too much thinking, to be honest with you. Instead of just going out there and just play. Half is making me think, whatever the case may be, it'd just be me trying to do everything right instead of just lining up and just playing. I can be a real, real productive player.
That's Packers linebacker Quay Walker with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Vision in white. 9 o'clock on a Saturday, a regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. I'm not really sure how it goes, but it's sad and it's sweet, and I knew it complete when I wore a younger man's clothes. La 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 la. Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song. John at the bar is a friend of mine. He gets me my drinks for free, and he's quick with a joke or to light up your smoke, but there's some place that he'd rather be. And the waitress is practicing politics as the businessmen slowly get stoned. Yes, they're sharing a drink they call loneliness, but it's better than drinking alone. Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song. Saturday, and the manager gives me a smile, 'cause he knows that it's me they've been coming to see, to forget about life for a while. And the piano, it sounds like a carnival, and the microphone smells like a beer, and they sit at the bar and put bread in my jar.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM, more Music Mornings with Dave Grant, 626 on Monday morning. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. And Billy Joel, I had to play Piano Man, and he has a new documentary. It's the Billy Joel documentary, And So It Goes. You'll find his signature song that we just played, Piano Man, how it came to life. He was stuck in a contract and decided to go on strike to get out of it, but he had no money. Here is his ex-wife, Elizabeth Weber, and Billy telling how he used an alias to make ends meet.
Obviously, Bill could not work as Billy Joel, so he got a job at a place called the Executive Room.
My full name is William Martin Joel, so I was Bill Martin at the keyboards. It was a small local bar
and it had one of these pianos that had a leatherette rim around it so people could lean on the piano while they were drinking. I knew this is a real life experience, and I thought, I got to get a song out of this. And that's where the Piano Man song came from.
And again, that was Billy Joel's documentary, And So It Goes, and that's how Piano Man came to be. He was stuck in that contract, and he decided to go on strike because guess what? He had no money. They reveal in the documentary that he could never get out of the contract, and the publisher still makes money off of all of Billy's old catalog. So yeah, very interesting song. It is one of my favorite Billy Joel songs. I'm a huge Billy Joel fan. Someday, I really want to see him in concert. I hope that comes to be. I know his concerts were canceled due to his injuries and some of his health conditions, and others were postponed. Unfortunately, the one that was supposed to happen in Milwaukee has been canceled and not rescheduled. So, yeah, always a dream to see Billy Joel and Elton John in concert. So maybe one of these days we'll see what happens. I'd love to see either one of them. What's a concert that you'd like to see? Text me and let me know, 608-355-9970, or via the Free Civic Media. Or let me know your thoughts on the latest revelation from Billy Joel. Text me now and let me know. Coming up, we will have a look at weather, and our 50-minute music hour continues on Max FM.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Power your day with Powerline Coffee. Conveniently located on 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo, enjoy delicious coffee and breakfast items, or stop in for lunch. Powerline Coffee has your favorite coffee, tea, soda, or other delicious hot or cold beverages starting at 7 a.m. every day. They serve breakfast sandwiches, pastries, croissant sandwiches, their famous BLT, and so much more. Check out their social media pages for musical entertainment and other events. Power your day with Powerline Coffee.
The Birth Center at Reedsburg Area Medical Center invites you and your baby to fourth trimester support, held the second Wednesday of each month from 10:30 to noon in the Birth Center Family Lounge at RAMC. Get support from nurses and other moms, guest speakers, questions and answers, camaraderie, support for you on the journey with your newborn. The next fourth trimester support is this Wednesday. For more information, visit ReedsburgAreaMedicalCenter.com.
Baraboo comes alive with all sorts of events during the summertime. The Farmers Market features fresh produce downtown every Wednesday and Saturday morning. The Sunday Market showcases vintage, handmade, and homegrown items on the courthouse lawn the last Sunday of each month. Mark your calendar for Old Fashioned Day on August 9th in downtown Baraboo and the Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club show west of town August 15th through the 17th. Find updates on local events at baraboo.com.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid-60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny, warm, and muggy with highs back into the mid to upper 80s. You can get faster internet and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Maximum hits for Portage, 99.7 Max FM.
Now I'm hoping
once I rose above the noise and confusion, just to get a glimpse beyond this illusion. I was soaring ever higher, but I flew too high. Though my eyes could see, I still was a blind man. Though my mind could think, I still was a madman. I hear the voices when I'm dreaming. I can hear them say,
carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. They'll be open in 20 minutes at 108 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Katy Perry had another concert malfunction. It happened Friday night in San Francisco while she was singing Roar, while riding around in a giant butterfly held by cables. It suddenly dropped down. It happens right after she tells a crowd to sing it.
Help me out.
So, yes, that was Katy Perry's malfunction while singing Roar, the giant butterfly held by cables that suddenly dropped down. The band and the background singers continued. Katy recovered after a few seconds. You know, that is kind of crazy, floating above everyone's head, and then that comes and happens. You know, it's been kind of a crazy week at concerts, just saying. I think some things have happened over the past couple of weeks at some concerts. So here is another one. Katy Perry trying to roar and their butterfly going down. So yeah, what a crazy concert for her. Thankfully, she wasn't injured. No one was injured near the stage either. So that is good. It just makes you wonder, did anyone check that? How many times had that been used? That's the other part, because do you think about it? That thing's probably been reused a few times. Did anyone check the cabling? Personally, I'm not getting up on anything like that. That is just not my thing. I don't want to be floating around like that. And plus, I'm a little bit of a bigger guy. I'm thinking that they probably don't have enough cabling in the world to support me floating around overhead on stage on a butterfly or whatever else the case may be. So, yeah, that's not happening, in case anyone's curious. But thankfully, Katy Perry is okay, and so is everyone else. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, we will see areas of smoke. You can smell it outside this morning. It'll be sunny with a high of 81. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 64. On Tuesday, we do have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, partly sunny with a high of 86. On Wednesday, it warms up. Sunny, hot, and humid with a high of 93 degrees. We are keeping tabs on that day. Possible heat advisory coming due to the temperatures and the heat indexes that could get kind of high. So we'll keep an eye on that for Wednesday. On Thursday, we do have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Again, mostly sunny, hot, and humid with a high of 90. We are looking at the weekend highs near 90, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms as well. Currently 57 degrees outside. You definitely can see a little bit of the haze of the smoke out there. It is partly sunny, and you can also smell it as well. So that is what's happening. Coming up, we will have a look at our community calendar. That is brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo. And we'll have Glenn Fry on Max FM.
Looking for your new go-to spot? At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, we got your cravings covered with hot pizza, crispy chicken, all your comfort foods you love, plus desserts. Check out the weekly deals. Kids eat for less on Tuesdays. Thursdays is wing nights. And $12.99 buffets Sunday through Thursday, 7 p.m. to close. We are at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo. Or call us at 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, legendary food, local fun.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. It's time for the 2025 Sauk County Master Gardeners Association Garden Tour. This will be happening on July 26th from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. Summer gardens are in their full glory. Come see nine creative and interesting gardens on display in the Sauk County Master Gardeners Association's annual tour. In addition to the tour, you can take advantage of gardening demonstrations and a fresh produce market to satisfy your curiosity and your culinary pursuits. Bring your questions for the garden hosts and the master gardeners and register for a door prize. The event will take place from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. This is a self-paced tour beginning at either of the ticket sales sites. There's a location in both Reedsburg and Wisconsin Dells. Advanced ticket sales can be purchased at the Reedsburg or Baraboo Chamber of Commerce or the Red Shed in Baraboo. Tickets are $10 in advance or $15 the day of the event. Find all the information by visiting Sauk County Master Gardeners Association on Facebook or checking out the Area Chamber of Commerce websites. Again, this will be held on Saturday, July 26th from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. Enjoy the final Whitwind concert in the Campground Series concert with the Blue Olives. This will be happening on Saturday. 6 p.m. is when the band will take the stage. Doors open at 4. Upbeat blues will be performed. They'll also have their homemade pies and ice cream available for purchase. Bring your blankets and lawn chairs. And again, check out all the details for this event by visiting Whitwind Concerts on Facebook. And over in Portage all weekend long, it is the Columbia County Fair. Theme this year is Christmas in July. For all the details, including the many events happening at the Grandstand Show, plus the Beer and Wine Garden, all of the details about the exhibits that can be found and vendors at the fair, be sure to check out ColumbiaCountyFairWI.org. And of course, all these events go down at the Columbia County Fairgrounds in Portage.
Weicker Realtors Great Day gives you an easy-to-understand real estate process from the moment of first meeting to getting the keys in your hands for your new home. Trusted realtors who are in your community to serve you with all your real estate needs in the Sauk, Columbia, and Dane County areas. Call today, 608-356-0120, and we will guide you through your real estate, lending, insurance, and all of the steps of your real estate journey. Your community realtors, Waika Realtors Great Day, Downtown Baraboo, GreatDayBrokers.com.
Maximum hits.
The heat is on.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. It is going to be a beautiful, warm week in the listening area. And we have a lot of things going on this week. Things to be aware of in Baraboo. The Farmers Market is back this Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on the Courthouse Square, right in front of the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios on Oak Street. That is going to be a good day to get out there. We were out there last Wednesday and saw a lot of different vendors out there. Fruits, vegetables, baked goods, just to name a few. Go over to the Baraboo Farmers Market Facebook page. Give them a like. They will tell you who's coming and what they're bringing along the night before. On Thursday, concerts on the square are taking place on the Courthouse Lawn. In case of inclement weather, that is moved indoors. So again, Thursday night, we'll have the Mo Onions. It's a powerhouse tribute band dedicated to the timeless soul and instrumental brilliance of Booker T and the MGs. Never seen that group. That sounds like a great concert happening this Thursday night on the Courthouse Lawn. We are going to have our busy week at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., will be our flash sale. We will have one select item with 50% off. Tune in at 6 a.m. to find out what that is tomorrow. Then, Wednesday through Friday, it is our crazy day sale at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Up to 80% off select items at MaxFMBigDeals.com. 3 days only, we've picked a special collection of deeply discounted certificates just for you. So you want to get over to the store on Wednesday morning. Limited quantities of these are available for some items. Some items will be up to 80% off. You will go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com after midnight on Wednesday to take advantage of those offers. The Crazy Day sale goes through Friday night, no code required. So again, Crazy Day sale Wednesday through Friday at MaxFMBigDeals.com. We're going to be having a big sale. I'm excited about that. I don't even remember what all the items are, so I've got to go check that out myself again on Wednesday morning. Again, that happens through Friday night. We will also have a little bit of a scheduling change this week. We will have Mace Michaels in from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Aaron Carreno's on vacation, much-deserved vacation this week. Had nothing to do with the fact he was at Coldplay over the weekend, so we've been joking with him a little bit about that, and the jokes will continue when he returns a week from today. So again, Aaron Carreno's out this week. That means Mace Michaels will be taking the seat from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Then we have Wendy, our fill-in person. She's going to be in all week, 8 p.m. to midnight. Miss Wendy will be taking over the nights on the microphone, unsupervised. So, yeah, I'm sure there'll be some dishing on Dave happening at some point this week as well. So, again, Wendy will be filling in the weeknights this week, all week long. So, yeah, a lot of fun and shenanigans happening. We're always excited for those right here. Coming up after 7 o'clock, we're going to take a look at national news, regional news, and we'll have a look at your weather forecast. Emily's going to join me at 7:10 this morning. Shenanigans will ensue because, you know, we're going to talk a little bit more about Coldplay this weekend because they were in Madison. So we have to talk a little bit about that as well. And it's just, you know, they had some incidents, but nothing major. So that's a good thing. You know, things do happen. Coming up, we do have Genesis. 99.7.
So long, but thinking nothing could go.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. We have now learned that the death toll has risen to at least 16, possibly more, after a Bangladesh Air Force jet crashed into a school in Dhaka. The jet slammed into the campus as the students were attending class and taking tests.
The IDF questioned
at least 100 injuries in this landing. Gaza saw its deadliest weekend yet for aid seekers as more than 80 people were killed when Israeli troops opened fire at aid distribution sites across Gaza.
The IDF